Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
Sorry that we haven't done a podcast in a while, but we were out on a vacation in what Larry called a nature trip.
Yeah,
and
nature.
We had no self-service. Do they still call it self-service?
Nothing, yeah. No bars, signal, nothing.
We were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, off the grid.
We had no camper, but we were in a cabin. It was nice. It was nice to be out in nature. But, you know, I still need my phone and internet. And so anyway, we were coming back, and we had to stop at the grocery store to stock up, you know, on our refrigerator because we were gone for a while. And so I have a rather large Dooney and Burke purse, and I always keep it in that front of the cart. What do you call it? The kitty carrier?
Yeah, the kitty carrier.
Right, with the kids sit.
You need it for that 10-pound purse.
I know. I have to get stuff out of there. It's heavy. So anywho, I had to go and get something. So I said, Larry, take the cart and go get some hash browns. And I went to another part of the store to get something, and I said I'd meet him over in the freezer section. And so I'm coming around the bend, and apparently Larry bent over. Well, you tell
him. Well, I had to look for the hash browns. I don't know that. I was like an ostrich with my head in the sand there trying to dig in that damn freezer. It was on the bottom there behind stuff or whatever. I had to look for it.
He took his eye off my purse.
What was I supposed to do? I can't, my eyes don't go in two different directions, Dot, you know?
Anyway, what happened was, I come around the corner, I see a lady walking away what looked like my purse, okay? And Larry, you know, none the wiser, is putting the hash browns in the hash browns or tater tots, I don't know what the hell they were. Anywho, I'm screaming, stop that lady, and nobody's stopping. So I screamed, stop the lady with the ill-fitting pants, and some guy took her down.
Yeah, the ill-fitting pants. That's quite a phrase to come off with, like, under stress like that.
They were
though.
Not flattering.
How did you, like, realize that zone in on ill-fitting pants while somebody's running away with your purse?
They weren't flattering at all, and I don't know. It just came out of me.
So this is what was important to you. The pants.
The ill-fitting
She's
pants.
She's making off with your purse. Yeah. You're worried about her pants.
Well, nobody was stopping her until I said that and some guy took her down. So anyway, I ran over there and I'm like, you son of a bitch. And I got a whiff of what... I think she was using that Axe body spray for men on her.
Something.
And I think she was trying to mask the fact that she didn't shower... And putting that axe on, I've smelled it before,
yeah,
Larry.
If you're masking royal stinkage like that, you know, you're going to get a combo scent.
Oh, I didn't even want to bother with the police. I told her, just give me my purse, get the hell out of this
half
store.
Half axe, half smelly ass.
Oh, God, it was awful. The smell was awful. I figured if we called the cops and they came, I'd have to stand there next to her. You know me with smells, Larry. Terrible.
Have you whiffed your purse since?
Oh, God, I had to sanitize it when we got home. You saw me with the Lysol wipes and the spray. Oh, God, I even put it outside on the porch. Anywho.
So what's the bottom line? I'm supposed to hold your purse while I'm searching in freezers?
You're supposed to keep an eye on it, Larry. I mean, granted, it is my responsibility. I'm supposed to...
I can't stick my head in a freezer and watch a purse in a kitty carrier.
You can't. But I got it. I got the purse back and, you know, let this be a lesson. First of all, I'm not putting it in the kitty carrier part of the cart anymore. It's going in the big part of the cart, Larry. I think that would be better. And even, like, put some food around it or something.
My eye was off of it for, like, a second and she took off like a roadrunner.
It doesn't take much. And Stinky, with the ill-fitting pants, thought she was going to get away with it. And she did not.
Not on your watch.
Not on my watch. So here's a lesson. If you have your purse, make sure you have an eye at it at all times.
Don't look for hash browns, whatever you do.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Live. Bye.
Bye-bye.